Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too? All massively helps out the channel, and you know I can never express that enough. It really, really does. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Throwaway. Oh my god, I can't. Who says, I think I'm dating the man that got me pregnant on a one-night stand. And this one was a suggestion from over on Twitter, and they warned me that, you know, it doesn't come with a wholesome ending and stuff like that. So I'll throw that out there now, because I don't know what it's like myself. So, throwaway because I have family members on my personal. I'm a single mother to a beautiful little girl from a one-night stand about 4.5 years ago. Just finished college and had just moved and wasn't looking for anything serious. It also happened was also just before I left on my 2 month long post-college vacation. I've been dating this man for 4 months. He's met my daughter once. They get along extremely well, but I don't let them overlap too much. I don't want to expose her to passing flings. And though he has mentioned wanting to continue this, we aren't quite serious yet. Prior to last week, he's been coming back to my place because I had a bad experience going back to another man's place a year ago. So I went back to his place for the first time. It's the same fucking building as that man. I didn't really recognize it until we pulled into the parking garage and went up the elevator, but I know it is. But I recognize the hallways instantly. It also has a very recognizable condo smell. I don't know why I remember that, but I feel like they use the clean solutions that spas use. It smells like eucalyptus and apartment musk. The condo itself is similar, but it's been 4 years, and I honestly don't remember anything but his room, and that he had a red couch, and the layout, which I'm assuming is similar for most of the condos. He doesn't have the couch, but the layout's the same, and I'm pretty sure it has the same view from his main window. Before people come at me for not hunting him down, etc. We slept together. I just moved to the city after my master's. I never would have found his condo myself, but I bust back. Also, we had obviously been drinking. It's been a week, but I genuinely think it's him now because though we were busy, we met both times at two very similar events. 4 years ago, the man had shoulder-length wavy dark hair and a thick beard when we slept together. He does have a similar skin tone, kind like Mediterranean. The man I am dating has short cropped dark hair, light stubble and glasses. He is also Italian background. They have the same name. It's a very basic American name, so I never connected it together. Also, to make it worse, I likely look different too. I used to be very thin and suffered from an eating disorder that my pregnancy really helped me to overcome. I've gained 30 pounds that I really needed. I also had short hair that I straightened, and I'm half black and admittedly look very different now with my longer curly hair. I've been dwelling on this for the entire week. I don't know what I'm asking, but I don't know if I also need legal advice or if I should cut contact, because even if it isn't him, I don't think I'll be able to get over this weird feeling that it is. Is there a way to bring this up? Should I message him and let him have the option to ghost me? I'm scared he'll think I'm crazy if I bring this up, or that I planned it or something weird like that. How do I approach this, or should it not be approached at all? It's so fucking mental, I don't know what to do. Sorry if obviously none of this makes sense. Also, to be clear, I am stable time-wise and money-wise. I do not need this man in my life. My daughter has two amazing father figures in her uncles who visit every other day and absolutely love their roles in her life and would probably steal her if they could. Edit, it's him. He had the red couch I remembered, so if anyone has any suggestions about how to tell a man this, that would be great, thanks. Edit 2, I sent him this post. I didn't know how else to do it. He saw it half an hour ago and has yet to respond, so I'm going to bed. Edit 3. I woke up to a lot of comments that I was expecting, and I just dropped my daughter at her uncle's, so I'll respond to what I can now. I'm getting some flack for telling him this way, but until you're in an absolute insane position like this, you don't know how impossible it is to broach a topic like this. I'm not a shy person, but this was enough to almost make me contemplate ghosting him, even though I do like him and I know it's wrong. We've been talking for 6 months and dating for 4. He asked about monogamy 2 weeks ago. I agreed. With this post, I sent him a picture of me from 5 years ago and told him the event and when, where, and any other small details I could remember, and the sonogram with the date I have on my fridge. He messaged at like 4 a.m. to say, yes, I was there, I remember you, and I've seen the text bubbles popping up and disappearing all morning. I do not have any other update, and I'm not sure I will. I clearly only looked for potential partners who would be okay with a woman with a kid into the picture. My daughter is the world to me, but I'm not sure how this not can be an incredible shock. I'm going to give him time and contact family lawyers with the shitstorm I know I've just caused. I do want to laugh, though, at the people who think it's impossible of me to have forgotten what he looked like. It was 5 years ago. We have both clearly changed a lot, and we had been drinking. There are people I don't recognize from uni who sat next to me in class for a year. And although Opie has already confirmed, you know, it's him, and I guess there's some contact going on right now by sending him the Reddit post, which I'm not sure was the right thing to do, but hey, we're going to find out in the comments what some other people say. So Madame Kitsune says, talk to him. You know, I'm getting the weirdest feeling that we've met each other years ago. Did you used to have a thick beard and shoulder-length hair? If the answer is no, then he's not the same guy. Brush it off to him as an odd coincidence and move on. If the answer is yes, then probe further. And how long have you lived in your apartment? Under 5 or 6 years, not the guy. Over 5 or 6 years, probe further by asking him if he had a red couch back then. If the answer is yes, and then you need to ask him if he remembers a girl who looked like you back then, and take it from there. If either of you can get out old photos of yourself, then that would be even better. I know it seems like a long-winded way to do it, but it would be a good idea to be more certain about your suspicions before dropping a maybe baby daddy bombshell on him. Because life is full of weird coincidences that don't actually mean anything in the end, and memories can play tricks on us. Blue Trauma says you messaged and asked about the couch. Did he ask why you asked? Basically, the only way your story will be believable to him is if you tell him now. If you wait, it will seem like you re-met him as a trap. Text something like, oh my god, I think we slept together before about 5 years ago. Then describe yourself then. Carry the combo on and let him know that you got pregnant from that encounter. You'll understand if he ghosts and doesn't want to date anymore. Just tell the truth. Here for a Good Time says, I read your edits and I think sending in this post was likely a mistake. This is the kind of conversation you have in person. This is life-altering, jarring, and scary. I know what's done is done, but in the future, conversations like this need to be done very carefully and face-to-face. Gabby says, I think it was a stupid idea just to send him the post. I think it was a stupid idea to just send him this post. This is a conversation you have to have in person. But hopefully everything works out for you and him. And so the update says, sorry, new phone, so forgive the formatting. I doubt this will be the update everyone was hoping for, but he bounced, to put it politely. Won't answer my calls or messages, though I don't think he actually blocked me. We talked the first few days, exchanged pictures, etc. It's definitely him. He knows it is. Then about a week and a bit ago, nothing. I guess I could go by his place, but I don't particularly care to, and I doubt he'd appreciate it. If this is his choice, he can stick with it. I didn't get a choice when this happened, even though it's the happiest accident of my life, but I didn't have the option either. I own a business and have been debating the opportunity to move to invest in a small estate in Europe for a few years, and I've been putting off the decision. He was aware of this while we were dating. My daughter's uncles are even planning on moving with us for the opportunity since they both have dual citizens like us. I'm sorry if this is a disappointment for lots of you. I do wish him the best, but I think big, insane moments like this are eye-opening. I also think my daughter would benefit from experience in Europe. If he gets back in contact, I would be willing to pay for his flights and housing, etc., for him to get to know her. But I don't think that will be the case. Hope you're all well and that this didn't add too much of a downer to your days, but I got a lot of requests to update. And there was a lot of comments talking about how quickly, you know, Opie's looking to move on, to move to Europe potentially, like only 2 weeks after he found out. And there was one comment from Quill who said, this was only 2 weeks ago. It takes me longer to text back sometimes, and that's to people I don't have a surprise baby with. I really want him to just still be in shock, maybe contacting his own lawyer to get a DNA test. Maybe wondering if she knew or feeling weird about the internet getting the memo before him. maybe trying to find a therapist to check in with. Ugh, I wanted this one to play out differently, and my brain is just not ready to write him off because he didn't instantly become Dad of the Year after this incredibly weird serendipitous event. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How do you think you would react in it from both sides here? It's got to be incredibly tough. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And our next story comes from Background Buyer 4059, who says, am I the asshole for not wanting to buy a 20k engagement ring? Girlfriend and I have been dating for nearly 2 years. Recently, we have started talking about marriage and engagement rings. She asked me what my budget was. I said 5k. She countered with 25k. I thought we compromised on 10k. But a couple of weeks later, she comes back with a ring she really wants, which is 20k. Funny enough, the exact same ring with a lab diamond of the same quality is just a smidge over 5k. I've always known that she values tradition much more than me, and she has always known that I am rather frugal. She is now calling me cheap, that I hate the entire diamond industry. I was willing to spend 5k because I knew it was important to her. I've tried explaining what we could do with that 20k, invest it and retire 2 to 3 years earlier. Use it as a down payment to buy a better house, etc. She counters with, I just want it, that I can afford it and that it's a good investment. After a few days of this, which we had an animated discussion where I ended up telling her she has no financial literacy, that she just wants an expensive ring because she has a friend who has got one, and that she just wants to show off something as a status symbol. She accused me of not thinking she was worth it, and I accused her of being materialistic and that I was not comfortable merging finances with her. I make more than 200k, four times her income, so I can afford it, but the thought of pissing away that much money makes me angry. For what it's worth, in 2 to 3 years, we will likely be on equal financial footing. No kids and no plan for kids. Now every time this comes up, it devolves into the argument above. Am I the asshole here? Current plan is to say we can buy a 5k ring with a lab diamond. She can tell people it's real if she wants, no one will know, and that we can buy a better ring a few years when we have a house and are on equal financial footing. Is this a bad idea? Will I get my face torn off? And we'll start off with TickL79, who says, not the asshole. You are in a pickle. I love it when people say that. You are thinking of marrying someone who translates a dollar figure to equal how much you love her. I'll say it again, your girlfriend equates number of dollars to the amount of love. That's not necessarily a bad thing, it's just a reality of your situation. With that reality in mind, please understand that this will not change. This will continue to manifest in other areas of your lives together. House, cars, clothes. It won't start that way, but it will go that way as surely as the sun will shine. Up to you if you decide that's the life for you. It definitely has its own pros and cons. Best of luck to you in your decision. Edit. There are a few people that are saying that it's more that she wants a ring to show off. I would disagree because OP offered to get the ring in the future. OP offered to get the ring of the same physical properties. Girlfriend framed it as a reflection on her perceived worth. The only way that the girlfriend is satisfied is if there is $20,000 spent now, and that any other solution is equal to stating her value is less. This is not about status, that is having a price for your worth and not willing to discount it. Again, not a bad thing, just a situation that the OP should recognise for what it is. The problem that he will run into is that once you start pricing things like your worth for the ring, you can't really do the same for the car you drive, the place you live, the clothes you wear, heck, even the food you eat. Good luck on an interesting path, OP. Temporary Badger says not the arsehole, lab diamonds are in no way not real. They are very literally diamonds, just without the bloody and unethical sourcing. So at this point, she really wants you to spend that amount for the sake of it, and you are not so wealthy that 20k is meaningless. I'm not sure why you even want to marry someone this shallow. Complete Insect says not the arsehole, my fiance makes 80k and I picked out a $200 engagement ring that I loved, even made him buy that version versus the 1.2k version with bigger stones. There's no reason to waste that much money on a ring. The fact that she cares so much about what it's worth versus finding a style she likes and working within your budget makes me wonder if she just wants the status and not you. Bunny Hop Skip says, engagement rings aren't good investments. They are status symbols. She's calling you cheap because she didn't get what she wanted even after a thorough discussion. Relationships aren't estate sales. You don't barter to win. You compromise the best so you can both win. Not the arsehole. If this is not some one-off thing where she's overriding your mutual decision, pouting and resorting to name-calling, then I suggest some couples counselling to ensure a good fit and legal counselling to discuss a prenuptial agreement, particularly with your salary differences and not wanting children. Now, what do you guys make of this one? There were some comments also saying, you know, you can afford it. Some people call an OP cheap. Holy moly, let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Wanted the Truth, who says, am I the arsehole for revealing my sister's truth to a family member that made everyone lose their shit on my parents and her? She, 40 female, has been ignoring me, 21 male, for 5 months since finding out that Grace is not my sister. She's my biological mum, and after finding this out, my whole life's been a fucking mess. My parents pretended to be my parents because from what they told me, it was better that way for everyone since Grace wasn't ready to be a mum. I've been wanting to hear her side ever since, but she decided to block me. My parents have talked to her because Grace wants to drop this and not being this to her husband. They live in another state, so they're not close at all, but she basically didn't want this getting to her husband. I kept asking her to please just sit down with me once to hear her side, but she's been silent ever since. Why I'm asking if I'm the arsehole is because the other weekend, me and my cousin had beers at his house. Me being drunk as fuck, I started crying about everything going on, and he asked me what's wrong, and I told him everything. Shit blew up. Nobody in my family knew about this. He texted his mum the same night. Next morning, I'm waking up to everyone blowing up my phone, even my parents too. Now everybody in the family knows, and they even reached out to Grace on my behalf, telling her if I want to talk to her, then she owes me that at least. This whole thing couldn't be kept a secret from her husband because he knows now too, because she called my parents crying because they had a big fight. He's so mad he's staying at his parents. She's saying it's my fault now for not letting it go. And now it seems like everything in her life is falling apart, including my parents, because everyone's coming down on them too for lying this whole time. I know none of that would have happened if it hadn't been for me saying something, but also feel that after being the one who got lied to, I was owed some answers too. Am I the arsehole? And we're going to start with Impossible Hand on this one, who says, not the arsehole, you didn't reveal her truth, you revealed your truth. You're allowed to share whatever details about your life that you want. Equivalent Inside replies that saying, exactly this, OP. You had every right to share with your cousin what you were going through. You have no obligation to continue the lie that your family started. Also, please remember, no matter what Grace says, that what is happening to her, now the truth is known, is not your fault. She chose to not tell her husband the truth when she met him. Still didn't tell him when dating, after becoming engaged, and then even after getting married. She made the decision to keep this from her husband, and he has every right to be upset. His reaction is not because or about you specifically, but rather about realizing that his wife didn't trust him enough with the truth and was planning to keep him in the dark forever. He has now lost trust in her and is questioning if she is actually the person he believed she was. He's also probably wondering what other things she has kept from him. What other secrets she may have hidden. Keeping secrets like this from family and from significant others is never okay. You are not in the wrong here, OP, and you are without a doubt not the arsehole. Hope you get all the answers you are looking for soon. Illuminati Weave says, as someone whose biological mum pretended to be their sister well into my 20s, I can assure you that you caused less of a fuss than I did. Not the arsehole, but to be honest, I didn't read the whole post. I just know that feeling when the truth is right there and you just get tired of hiding other people's problems, which were never yours to be responsible for. Wicked Lucky says, not the arsehole, even 22 years ago. This secret was a bad plan and never going to be kept forever. And this isn't just her story or life, it is yours too. Pat James says, not the arsehole, wow, I can't even. I'm sorry this happened to you. She knew that you found out. The least she could have done is talk to you. Anyone could see this playing out like it did. If she had done the right thing, she might have had a different outcome. This is not on you. And then there was a string of comments questioning what did OP expect to happen, you know, that she owes him nothing if she doesn't want to talk and that's her choice. And then one said, exactly, like sure, Grace does not owe OP the truth, even though she had 21 years to prepare for it. But similarly, OP does not owe Grace any extra consideration or protection by hiding his own birth slash adoption story from his extended family slash the larger world. This is OP's story to tell, and he can tell it to whoever the fuck he chooses, if it makes his life even a little easier for him. If one is fair, the other is too. Grace is, although, an arsehole for blaming OP for talking about his own adoption trauma, and perhaps for actively lying and pretending to be OP's bio sister for 21 years. OP's adoptive parents are the arseholes for lying and hiding the truth as well. Not the arsehole, OP. I hope you get some closure and I wish you all the best in your life. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this one? I certainly don't think, you know, OP's the arsehole for, like many of these comments said, for them telling their truth, because it is their story as well. But what do you think about Grace? Does Grace owe him an explanation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And now, as always, a huge thank you for joining me today, getting involved in the stories, your love, support and time, getting involved on Twitter at Mark Narrations. Always lovely to see you over there as well. And I just hope you have a wonderful day ahead of you, or sleep if you're going to bed right now. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.